Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I have confidence in all of our guys, including Zach, our players, our coaches. And I watch our guys every day. I watch how they work. I watch how well they coach. I'm in meetings. I watch the meetings. I know the schemes that we're running. I know the soundness of what we're doing. I understand who's, you know, what we're up against, you know, from week to week and play to play. Even in this game, you know, this is a challenging game against, you know, good offense. They were healthy. They got their guys back. And complimentary football-wise, you know, defense was put in some tough spots, you know, field position-wise, for sure. And I think that had something to do with it. We got some stops early in the red zone with some short fields, and then we didn't play as well in the red zone. They made a couple plays in there that they ended up getting touchdowns on. So,
John Harbaugh speaking yesterday about the Ravens' defense. And if you're looking for some sort of silver lining, they gave up 41 in the first game, 38 in the second game, 37 in the third game. So the numbers are trending down score-wise. Beyond that, they stink. And he can talk about getting stops. The Chiefs scored on every possession while the game, you could say, was quote-unquote in doubt. So they were bad last year. They were able to fix it. Is this defense fixable?
No, it's funny, Harbs, the way he talks about his broken defense and then the way he poops all over Monken.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Who he'd be screwed without. You know, why don't you go back to Giro calling plays now with this assortment of talent? And I'm using that term in air quotes. They are on the brink here. This is a team that is teetering on the abyss, and that's tough to say about a team that their front office thought had the best roster in football, and a team that Harbs said he wouldn't, you know, concede that they're in Super Bowl or bust mode, but the whole league knows it. And there were a lot of people crowning them for a long off season, and for them to be standing at this point a month in with this basically now a must-win game, and you could watch their film and say some guys' compete level might not be where it should be. Like you can question their culture, their lack of leadership, the people who cover this team writing openly about who never shows up when they lose. Roquan Smith, $20 million front runner, looks that way to me.
Yeah.
Who's accountable? Who's not? And then Harbs going out of his way to defend Zach Orr, who was a bad hire, and then crapping all over his coordinator. Like, this is a portal into their football soul right now, and it looks pretty warped.
By the way, before you get to your thought bone, Brian Wacker reporting Lamar Jackson unlikely to play this week and might miss 2 to 3 weeks. So see you after the bye, it looks like.
At that point, yeah, you got two games before the bye. We'll see Lamar after the bye. But we were playing those cuts at the end of the show yesterday, Jason, and I'm still shocked hearing them just because I can't think of John Harbaugh going back to 2008 that many shots in at a fellow coach on his staff, and especially 24 hours after the fact. This wasn't in the heat of the moment post-game press conference. No, he knew what questions were going to come, and he was just getting shot in after shot in.
A coach whose unit has produced 133 points, the third most in the NFL. Meanwhile, your defense has given up the most in the NFL.
But in terms of the defense, they pulled a rabbit out of the hat last year. It's even worse right now because
half of them are hurt.
But they don't do anything well.
No.
Like even last year when they were giving up a historic amount of passing yards, at least you could say, well, no one can run the football on us. And the yards per carry was elite and all of that. And you could say, okay, well, why run? You can do whatever you want on this defense. Run it,
pick
throw
your poison.
It, backpedal, whatever. Go back to the Lions game. So 19 drives between the Lions and the Chiefs game, excluding the kneel downs.
Mm-hmm.
In those 19 drives, the opposing offense has scored 9 touchdowns, 4 field goals, 2 missed field goals. The Ravens have forced 4 punts. No turnovers.
It's an embarrassment.
4 punts in those 2 games.
I wonder, and I'm just speculating here, maybe, and I'm grasping at straws, maybe Harbs knows that Zach Orr is under a ton of heat, and he's deflecting here a little bit.
He's playing a game, but it's a very transparent game.
Yeah,
you're not fooling anybody, and when you're not some upstart little engine that could. Your prestige unit is your defense.
Mm-hmm.
This franchise rose to prominence with elite defense. Don't be like the Orioles and take people for fools. You're not. No one's falling for your okie doke. We know which side is more broken. We know where the deeper problems lie, and you're just making yourself look foolish by spitting all over a coach who has saved your ass.
Well, it was just it's one thing if you're trying to take some heat off Zach Orr, and I can understand that to an extent
in the heat of the moment after the game.
Well, in the heat of but Jason, it was 5 or 6 different
the next day.
Answers.
The next day.
Like, this isn't just one answer where he's kind of crapping on. Like, it was boom, hey, right hook, left hook. Right. I'm like,
The other thing, and I wasn't here yesterday, so apologies if I cover some ground that you guys covered. But after the first touchdown drive, I thought Lamar Jackson was bad. Like, and that's not on Monk. I thought that Lamar Jackson was frankly bad. Like, he had the one series where he had two delay games and then the grounding. Was throwing balls at guys' feet. Was slow to react to stuff. I don't put that on Monk. It's a weird tactic to just kill the one guy who we all said we thought was going to get a head coaching job after last year.
Yeah, again, I think they are showing us how they handle adversity right now. And there's no more like coaches to fire, right? You weeded out the guys on the defensive staff who you knew sucked. Uh-huh. You waited too long to weed them out. Cost you potentially a one seed last year by waiting till after the season. But like, you've done that. You've already brought DNPs out of mothballs. Like, the pass rushers have been signed. There's nothing on the street. We've documented that. I mean, maybe D-tackle-wise, but nothing at edge. You've kind of made your bed. Now you have to line it. But I think they're all kind of showing us a little bit what they're made of.
Yes.
Harbs is showing you how he's handling adversity these days. Roquan's showing you how he's handling adversity these days. And it does also go back to they doth protest too much. We played the hell out of the clips this summer for a reason.
Yeah.
Because we're setting an agenda. We're setting things up. Everybody telling you how great Zach Orr is, maybe he's not that great.
And now it goes back to where Ken kind of started. The injuries are piling up. And a defense that, when it was healthy, week 1, was still having a fourth quarter collapse. Now, Roquan Smith expected to miss multiple weeks. Marlon Humphrey expected to miss multiple weeks. Nate Wiggins got carted off the field.
Nate, that looked bad. That looked bad.
I can't imagine he's playing.
And he's actually
been
one of the few guys to play well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And your whole defensive line's compromised.
We should get back to the Lamar of it all. In the last hour, Brian Wacker reporting that he's unlikely to play. He's safe. Unlikely to play. No, that was a baseball reference. Unlikely to play Sunday and could miss 2 to 3 weeks. Jason, I was sitting today thinking about this. We're going back to 2018, and what I mean by that is think back to how the Ravens could not run the football until they put Lamar Jackson into the game. If Cooper Rush is the quarterback, I don't think they're going to be able to run the football.
Well, if you're and we'll talk about this at length in 2:30. I mean, I went back and rewatched the game against Houston. I don't think they're going to be able to do what they did to Houston last year without Pat Ricard and without Lamar Jackson. Yeah. And so if you're D'Amico Ryans, you're going to force Cooper Rush to beat you because he's got a stifling defense. That is a top 5 defense. I don't care that they don't get any run support. That's a top 5 defense. And yeah, I think they are highly compromised in a must-win game. And then Sean McVay is going to come in here the week after that.
Yeah, and
if he wants to hang 50 on him, he can. Like if he wants to, he will. And he could do it throwing to Nacua. He could do it running Nacua. He could do it with either running back. He could do it with Devontae Adams. He could do it running 50 times. He could do it throwing 50 times. He will be able to pick his poison like Andy Reid did. So that's your Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, they couldn't cover Xavier Worthy last week, and they couldn't cover Bills receivers week one. I am not excited to see what that's going to look like. Not only Puka Nacua, but Devontae Adams is playing well for them as well. Like, who's covering these guys? But we will continue this conversation, but we have a big Tuesday show. Guest-wise, baseball guests, as the Orioles didn't want to be left out. They had press conferences yesterday. Those were fun. Part of our BBT crew, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joins us at 3.
Talk like losers.
Get his thoughts. And Jacob Calvin Meyer, what were his main takeaways from those pressers? He's from the Baltimore Sun. He joins us at 4.
We barely got to the Orioles and those dueling S shows between the bocce ball coach and the wannabe GM.
Well, he's a president now.
Yeah. They don't need a GM.
That's what he said. That was
interesting. Adley's fine. Leadership's fine.
They admitted Adley was hurt.
The core will get better. He's hurt, but he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
And
nobody cares more than Adley. And they're wonderful leaders. You don't just see it. And Manzolino patting himself on the back for the job he did. I mean, what a display. Katie Graves gets to hire the new fake puppet manager who's already employed Manzolino. It's great.
That's a good time.
They're real winners over there.
Good time to be an O's.
Good luck selling tickets next year. Where's the owner? Why don't you write on the back of a bobblehead why you gave Elias a promotion? Or maybe you could write it on the brim of an Orioles hat and throw it at somebody.
John Harbaugh, he spoke yesterday afternoon after watching the film. We'll hear from Harbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next here on The Fan.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good feel on all the injuries, you know, with the different guys right now where we're at. Really not commenting on those things today. We'll comment on them later in the week a little bit more. I can give you information on Broderick and Nnamdi. Nnamdi's going to be out for the year. That's going to be a year-long IR. Brody will not be. It'll be the four-week IR.
And Roquan Smith going to miss a couple weeks, but he's been playing terribly anyway. Marlon Humphrey going to miss a couple weeks. He's been playing terribly anyway. We don't know about Nate Wiggins yet, but that looks bad. And we were talking in the open about this defense. Can it be fixed? Well, it would help if the name guys played like they're supposed to play, which I don't know is possible, but they're not even going to be out there.
Yeah, it was pretty shameful. Roquan Smith is, I know they think they're smarter than everybody else, but that extension looks horrible.
Well, he looks like he got his
tell
bag
me his
and he
signature
stopped playing.
Moment. Yeah, tell me his signature moment since he got paid. I'll sit back and listen.
Well, what's really concerning is they restructured his contract again. You can't cut him next year, and he's got a cap hit of $33 million. So it's you're stuck with him through next season.
So that's fun. We wanted to start with the injuries and then John.
Like he looks even less interested than ever since the two D tackles aren't in front of him anymore.
Yeah, it was him and Marlon. It's really
bad.
They
were both getting picked on and they had no answers.
Think of it to your
part
point.
Of it to Marlon, putting him on Worthy was never going to work. Like that was never the matchup. That had to be Wiggins from the giddy up. But Roquan, they could throw at three different running backs. They could throw to any of them whenever they wanted, and he couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Roquan on the season, quarterbacks targeting him, 14 of 16 for 164
it's
yards
automatic.
And a touchdown.
It's automatic.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get the injuries out of the way, but now Harbaugh. Let's get to the John Harbaugh yesterday, the offensive side of the ball. John, what about Lamar Jackson?
No, that was the case. There was no way he was going to go back in the game. That would the injury precluded it. You know, during the game, you know, you really just you're playing the next series as a coach. But there was no way he could go back in the game. I know Lamar. I know the way I know Lamar. If he could have gone in the game, he would have been in the game. That's how Lamar That's how he is. So, but I can assure you that he would not have been able to go back in the game under any circumstance.
So there was a conversation in town yesterday that Lamar quit on them on Sunday and that he could have played because he was sitting on the bench.
It wasn't much of an educated conversation.
Yeah, and now Brian Wacker reporting he's not going to play this coming Sunday and could miss 2 to 3 weeks. So, yes, not a great conversation that was going on Sunday.
No, and look, he even if it was remotely iffy with the way that game was going, when you lose Ronnie Stanley and it's no boom and it looks like that, and your right tackle's already having the issues he's had all year, it would have been prudent to get him off the field no matter what. If you're not going to go for two, right, and you're going to be in that cowardly punt mode you were in the fourth quarter in Buffalo, then why have him out there?
It also just goes completely against who Lamar Jackson is and the competitor that he is. You don't think he wanted to beat the Chiefs and win in Arrowhead for the first time in his career and beat Patrick Mahomes for the first time since 2021 and avoid starting the season 1-3. I just never crossed my mind once that he quit.
Okay, Harbs, what happened on that series? Why back-to-back delay of game penalties?
Yeah, we were trying to check plays. One time a run play to another run play, and the next time it was trying to get a signal to get a pass route changed. And we just didn't handle the clock management well. We usually do a really good job of that. That's something, you know, I've had so many of those times over the years, especially, you know, really the last 7 years, where I'm watching the play clock, and you get nervous about it. But we've gotten the playoff numerous times. Even in that game we did where it runs down close, we always have a pretty good handle on that. But those two times we didn't. You know, those were aberrations for us, you know. And I thought we would get him off in both of those occasions, you know, with the communication we had, and we just didn't get him off. That was a really tough series for us. I mean, the fact that we got knocked back on both those two plays, that really hurt us.
Yeah, and then add to that the intentional grounding. That was a pretty pathetic offensive series.
Well, no, I mean, look, the delayed A-gap blitzes, anytime they fired two people, anytime Spags blitzed two people from the second level into the interior of that offensive line, take the tackles out of it, it was a problem. They were not picking up the blitz. They really missed Pat Ricard against the blitz. I understand, like, they're really caught in a situation there with Henry. And I know there's people like more and more Henry. Don't worry, you're going to get plenty of Henry against Houston. I don't know how effective or efficient it's going to be. You're going to get plenty of it. But they needed Justice Hill out there because that was their best chance of not getting their quarterback completely destroyed by Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, it was a tough watch Sunday. And I don't know how, like, without Lamar Jackson this coming Sunday, and if you're just tuning in, Brian Wacker's reporting he's not going to play. I don't know what this looks like with Cooper Rush. But let's hear more from John Harbaugh. Now, I think this is where he starts going in on Monk a little bit. The offense had those bad series in the first half. What was going on there?
You know, offensively in the first half, you know, the second, third, and fourth series were the series that kind of dictated the game for us. It put our defense in a couple of tough spots, and those are situations where, you know, we operate better, we score points, and it's a completely different game. I mean, you know, what happened with the interception, I thought the linebacker made a nice play, but it wasn't a good play for us. It wasn't a good play call. It wasn't a play where we put our guys in the right position in that situation. I'm not happy with it at all. None of us are. They ran a, you know, double backer kind of blitz inside where they were right in Lamar's face, and we had downfield routes with no checkdowns, you know, and I think we were chipping our way out trying to take care of the edges, and they run an inside blitz, and it's not picked up. It's not going to be picked up, and Lamar throws it, and it's a tough throw, and the guy makes a nice play. I mean, the guy made a great play. I give him credit. Chenault, Leo made a nice play, but that kills your drive when you're moving the ball right down the field. So, no, I don't like that play call at all or that. The result of
put that,
that
pick on Monk.
Then we have the series where we have the two delay games. I mean, that's what knocked us back. And then you're back there, really second and ten. And you make another type of a situation where you invite a blitz, and now you got the penalty and Lamar backing up. I mean, that was a bad series for us. I mean, we just got to look at it honestly as a coaching staff and just say that was not good.
I have the all
ourselves in that situation. Then the The next one was a tip ball and screen. They defended and a tip ball.
We get it. We get it.
And you're off the field there. That was a more normal one. But those three series, I think, dictated the course of the game.
Right.
I do want to point out.
Not the fact you've allowed 133 points, bro.
One thing that I did find interesting, and I had a little brain fog. I had a thought come in my head and then go out, but it's back in. Mina Kimes, who we've had on the show and very smart, did a film study. And one thing that she felt was a little disheartening if you're watching the Ravens. The Chiefs at times basically did what the Lions did the week before with a spy, and they hadn't adjused to it.
It's not a huge revelation.
The
Lions got it from the Chiefs. I mean, Spags has been doing it with his linebackers for years. Here's what I say to John Harbaugh with that long-winded excoriation of his coordinator. Harbs, I'll bet you $1 million that I don't have, but you do, that if you put Cooper Rush at quarterback, Cooper Rush at quarterback this week, and Monk gets to call plays against what's left of your defense with Zach Orr, I bet you $1 million that he's not making Monk punt the way Spags did. What are we doing here?
I also want to point out for the interception where he was going to Mark Andrews and Harp said, Isaiah likely chipped the edge.
There was a hot route.
And he was wide open in the flats.
Yes.
Now, he probably would have only gotten a couple of yards, but it beats an interception. Yes. There was a player, a check down possible.
No, there wasn't. It was all Monk's fault.
Yeah.
That pick is on Monk's permanent record.
I do want to hear one more.
And Zach Orr gets a gold star.
Before we step out, what about the offensive struggles later in the game?
And then later, you're going to be aggressive. You're going to go for it. You go for it, and you don't have a good plan. You just don't. You don't have a good plan. And we didn't do a good job at all. We all know it. We all agree with it. We came up short. We didn't put our players in the position we needed to put them in to execute and convert on third and short and fourth and short. In the first half and throughout the course of the game. And those are just like turnovers. There's no different than turnovers because you put your defense on a short field. So we just got to own all that, understand it. That was bad ball. And it can be fixed, and we got to fix it going forward. That's how I see it.
I don't know if Monk can fix it.
By the way, both quarterbacks.
Maybe Zach Orr could.
Yeah, both quarterbacks threw the ball away on fourth and short. I guess they teach that because they both had it fourth and two or less, and they both threw the ball away on those occasions.
Are we even going to get a monkey business this week? I mean, I don't even know if they're going to let Monk. I mean, they might not. I don't even know that you could trust Monk letting him talk to the media.
Yeah, well, he'll be talking on
Thursday.
Or
he might just, Harry Carey. He might just fall on his sword.
Coming up next, by the way, Mike Bordas is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk Orioles with him. But coming up next is more Derrick Henry the answer. We will dive into that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Fan. Ravens lose to the Chiefs Sunday 37-20. Derrick Henry had 8 carries for 42 yards in the game. That's over 5 yards a carry. So should there be more Derrick Henry? Well, John Harbaugh yesterday was asked if about should they be running the ball more.
Yeah, I mean, we need more plays on offense. I mean, we've been in the 50 play range, and that's the biggest thing. And you need more plays, you need more consistency. And definitely, I mean, running the ball is a big part of our plan in that game, and we didn't do it. We just didn't do it. So part of it's the three series. We got into some drop back stuff there and got knocked off the field. And we had the two penalties that Bo's talking about, and the next thing you know, then we throw a couple screens. We hit some screens, but we didn't execute on those screens. And next thing you know, there's a three and out, more of a legitimate three and out, and then you don't have an opportunity to run the ball like you want to. But yeah, running the ball with Derek, run the ball justice. That was good too, you know, and breaking some tendencies there with that. We like that too. So those are all things that that have got to come together in a way that just
Monk didn't totally screw
cohesive
up.
And you start building a little rhythm on offense. I mean, we've scored some points, but this game, I think, exposed us in terms of not doing a good job with some of those things.
He mentioned Justice Hill. Justice Hill did have a 71-yard touchdown run late in the game.
That doesn't, Monk doesn't get credit for that.
No. So should we see, let's get to the question at hand. Yeah. Should there be more Derrick Henry?
Well, the last time these teams played, Derrick Henry carried the ball 27 times, which is his most as a Raven. He went 27 for 147 and a touchdown. Remember, the Ravens also used an extra offensive lineman 13 times in that game. And Pat Ricard was on the field for 29 rushing attempts. That's not even including pass attempts. They ran 29 times for 188 yards and two touchdowns with Ricard on the field. So, yeah. And now you've got no Lamar, and now you've got I don't know who you trust in the pass game with Cooper Rush. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a ton of eight-man boxes, and they're going to have to try to out-muscle them. But
good luck.
Look, Derrick Henry, 8 carries in week 4. It's his fewest as a Raven. He had 12 the week before that. That's his third fewest total. He had 11 the week before that. That was his second fewest total. So, like, it was going to be in order, and it was going to happen, even if you didn't have to worry about Ronnie Stanley and you didn't have to worry about Lamar and all these other things. But like, this might be so old school. Yeah. Like, he might literally tell Monk, don't put the headset on if you're not running the ball 35 times. I don't care how we get there, but that has to happen. I still wonder how effective it's going to be if Nope Boom's at left tackle, if Rosengarten still looks like this, if it's the backup fullback and not the real fullback. I wonder that, you know, how effective it's going to be, because D'Amico Ryans is going to try to sell out to stop the run. But yeah, I think Derrick Henry's carrying the ball at least 25 times in this game.
It's just this run game lacks so much consistency. And if you look at success rate, and success rate is if you gain 40% of the remaining yards needed for a first down, 60% on second down, 100% on third and fourth down, the Ravens are 28th in rushing success rate when they run the ball, despite they average over 6 yards per carry. They're getting chunk runs. They got 19 rushes of 10 or more yards, but it's just, if you aren't breaking off a big run, it's either a negative or 1-2 yard run.
Here's the other thing, and Jason pointed out, about the line stinks. And the reason why they get any running lanes is because of Lamar Jackson. So that is now gone with Cooper Rush in the football game. I think they're going to keep handing it off to Derrick Henry.
The clock moving.
Yeah. I don't know how much joy they're going to get out of it, because this line doesn't move people.
I'm going to be all over Derrick Henry carries, and that's going to be it. Yeah. I'm not going to be on yards. I mean, unless I go under, I'm not going to be on a lot. Now, he could still break one or two.
Sure. Like, sure. Yeah. Runs.
That can happen, and they've got to run the ball. He's saying what I started saying 2 weeks ago. They're not getting enough play. They literally, that's where we are. He's now, what I said facetiously, he's now saying with a straight face, they're third in the league in points scored, but they do it too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need enough plays. They don't chew enough clock. My horse bleep defense is on the field too much. Now, you won't say that part of it, but that's what's really going on. That's why Monk's being sort of excoriated, and he won't even bring up Zach Orr's name, because he's playing word games. He's trying to twist the narrative. He's trying to twist facts. He's bending the truth and the true reality of what really sucks about his horrible football team. Because he knows he can't fix the defense, but could he make Monk in this offense even more efficient than they were? Like, that's the only chance he had. Like, that's the only card he has to play.
That's exactly it. For this week and probably next week against the Rams with no Lamar Jackson, your offense is significantly less explosive. So you're going to have to lean into being a ball control offense and pounding the rock. And you got to be a lot more effective on third downs to keep drives alive.
I think I saw this yesterday. So they've given up 133 points in the first four games. I think that's more points than any Ravens team has ever given up in any four-game stretch in franchise history. So you can start yelling at Monk all
They're
you want.
They're third in the league in scoring, and they have a -2 scoring differential because they've allowed the most points.
Yes, yes.
We went through it yesterday. The other five teams leading the league in scoring all have point differentials of +40 or above. They're -2.
It's embarrassing is what it is. Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts. No Lamar Jackson, possibly for the next 2 weeks. How do you feel about that? Can they fix this defense? Should we see more Derrick Henry? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Ravens are 1-3, and Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Suns reporting that Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks, so that means he could be out for the next two games, and they have the bye week. So how are we feeling about the Ravens? 410-583-1057. Start with Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
Sad to hear Lamar going to be out, man, but I'm confident in the Cooper Rush.
Ex-Cowboy.
Yeah, I seen him firsthand, man. You know, when he had to come in for Dak, he won us a few games, man. Went 9-5. So if we don't just expect too much of him, you know, just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, like you said, 20, 25 times. I want to see Keaton Mitchell get called up too, man. You need Keaton Mitchell up in that running game. And then you got big targets at receiver, man. We got Zay Flowers, Andrews.
Bateman.
What's the guy we just picked up?
Bateman. D-Hop.
And another guy, D-Hop. There we go. Yes, man.
You couldn't get Bateman going with Lamar.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting him going with this offensive line and Cooper Rush. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think that's got decoy written all over.
Yeah, that's good.
And if Cooper Rush does throw to him on a 7-step drop, it's probably going to get picked off.
Donnie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm calling to want to talk about the goal line offense while we always in the shotgun as Monk. You know, thought of any other plays? Does Lamar prefer to be in a shotgun? Does Henry prefer to be in a shotgun? But why are we always running in the shotgun on the goal line? If you guys could touch in on that.
Appreciate it.
I don't think it's Henry because he never did it until he got here. Did it less than any full-time running back his entire time in Tennessee. So, I wouldn't think Monk would lean into something that heavily that Lamar wasn't comfortable with. I think you're trying to put him in positions where maybe it's going to be easier for him to spread the field horizontally if things do break down. And I think maybe that's also, perhaps we've seen that more because there is no Pat Ricard. And because when they tried it with the jumbo offensive linemen, they looked like they didn't know what sport they were playing.
Yeah.
Short yardage situations, the Ravens have struggled this year. And I think not having Patrick Ricard is a big reason for that. But they've also been bad in the red zone. We talked about that yesterday, Jason. They're 19th in red zone offense after being far and away number one in football last year.
Tim's in Delaware. Tim, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks so much for taking my call. Number one, I just want to say that, you know, this issue, I think, is much bigger than Harbaugh. I lay a lot of the fault of this at the feet of Eric DaCosta.
Me too, brother.
Oh, you're speaking Jason.
I'm telling you, I think the fact is that, you know, you can only cook the meal with the ingredients that you have. And I think the fact is he missed the boat in the off season without looking at the free agency a lot differently with the defense. And, you know, and I think, personally, I would fire his ass yesterday and bring Ozzy back up if Ozzy would take the job.
I don't think Ozzy's coming back.
Ozzy's not going to take the job back, but I'm telling you, I really think the fact is that Eric is really at fault in a lot of this stuff. And with that, I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
What did you think of his sunglasses a couple weeks back, though? We'll always have that. We'll always have that. Taking a victory lap in week three before your team gets crushed. You were all over national TV. You looked awesome. He looked great. His stylist might get the game ball of the year.
Appreciate the call. By the way, Jason,
I think he toned it down a little bit in Arrowhead. Smart move.
Well, they don't win there. To your point, you had brought up in the offseason about their historic injury luck, especially last year, and that it was bound to turn. Now, nobody could have called this, but you have to prepare for injuries, and they did not do a great job of that.
Ronnie Stanley having an ankle injury, nobody could have called that.
Yeah.
I think everybody would have called that. I think Ronnie would have called it. He's written about it. He's spoken at length about what it took for him to save his career. So, like, you thought Nope Boom was good enough. You lose McCary, you go with Nope. Like, is that a shot? Nate Wiggins being asked in run support, getting blown up and carted off. Is that He's 165 pound. Like, no, I mean, that's part of the reason you were able to get him where you got him. Like, I can't say that I'm shocked that went that way. Like, you haven't had a D-tackle hurt in 3 years. Yeah, they're probably going to get hurt. Guess what? You had a generational draft to fortify there. You got cute.
Michael Pierce got hurt for a little while last year.
When's the last time they've drafted a pass rusher and he's made it and he hasn't been developmental? He hasn't taken 2 or 3 years to come along.
And that would be Terrell Suggs.
Yeah. Been a minute. When's this guy? Has this guy ever done it? No, he thought he was doing it with Elway. The guy still can't get the job done. So, like, but that's how they built their team. A lot of people were saying, go get somebody so you've got Mike Green insurance so that Mike Green can just come in on 3rd and 15 and pick up 7 to 8 sacks over the course of a year that way. No, Mike Green's getting exposed now, just like Sunglasses at Night's getting exposed.
Yeah, Eric's got to wear some of this. He has to. We were talking all offseason about the pass rush, lack thereof. It's been worse than I even thought it would be to start the year. And the defensive line, that was a huge question mark, and the lack of depth. And it's still shocking. You wait till the 6th round to select a defensive tackle there. So in the trenches, and especially defensive line and edge, and throw O-line in there, definitely in the collective.
Trippy, you're on the Fab.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm glad y'all had me next, because that last caller, he sounds stupid. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, first of all,
that's not nice, Trippy.
All right, I apologize.
Were you taking a shot at Rashawn? No.
No, but Rashawn, because he's still a Cowboys fan. I told him his last game as a Cowboys fan. Look, he finished in a tie.
He spent all that money to see a tie.
Yeah,
exactly. But look, this is what I wanted to say though. Right, just hear me out. I know, like I admit, like EDC, he probably did mess up on a couple, you know, positions, getting some positions out there, like you know, pass rushers, better linemen, right?
That's pretty important.
But let's go back to the head coach, like. That wasn't a EDC hire. Like, maybe EDC want his own head coach. Like, I want to see EDC with a new head coach, and then we can see. Because EDC do be bringing players in here, and for some reason, John Harbaugh can't coach the players, and these other assistant coaches, I don't know what they're doing.
So like, think they're good players, they just can't get coached up.
How many guys he's drafted have left here and blown
blossomed?
Yeah, I mean, a lot, though, but I mean, it's a part of the game when, you know, we got to sign Lamar Jackson back. Like, I'm being honest with you, though. Like, and one thing about EDC, even when he traded Hollywood, at least he got a first-round draft pick for him. He traded Orlando Brown back.
Look, the owner's the reason you waited so long with Lamar, and he cost you more than he did, but EDC's got to wear that because owners don't wear anything. So I'm going to say they treated the Lamar contract like he was a naive waif they could get over on. It took them 18 months longer to get it done than it should have. That cost them money. That cost them cap space. That cost them collateral and capital with that young man who had to declare a trade
or demand a trade before
them to even get it done.
Yeah.
So you going to put that on Harbaugh?
I don't put that on Harps.
They can all go. You can blow the whole thing up. Like, I'm not sitting here saying save anybody. Yeah. But
save
like
Zach Orr.
The idea that personnel isn't completely interwoven in this. Bro, the head coach is called. We all think Monk's pretty damn smart. He's calling Monk out like crazy to deflect from the fact that they don't have the Jimmy Joes and that there's nobody who's playing winning football on an entire unit of this team. Yeah. There's nobody over there playing winning football.
Let's grab Mason. Mason, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, fella.
What's up?
Hey there.
Hey, man. So I got a couple. I had this in my notes, but obviously all this news came out today. So I find it real. John Harbaugh is being real nonchalant for me. You know, there's no urgency in his voice. He's not pissed off. He seems like the shy kid in the back of the class when he talks. Time management, right? I found it hilarious that he said, I thought we would get it off. It's a dual responsibility. If you're looking at the clock and your quarterback's trying to get your offense in the line and get them right, and if you don't think you have enough time, you're the only person on the sidelines that can call a timeout.
Yep.
So even with the lack of experience, there we go. Lack of experience, I think we should start Peebles in the middle because we are getting ran through on the offensive side.
You know he's a little light in the rear, right?
He ain't the answer there, brother.
Yeah, he's light.
We don't have an answer right now either. I mean, we got to try something. I think we should make some late round pick calls for, you know, some experienced guys like Calais Campbell, Cam Jordan, for example, maybe even Matt Judon, just to get some experience on the side of the ball, especially with Calais and Judon, because they've already been on the team.
They could have signed Judon a month ago.
Yeah. Hey, Calais Campbell's three sacks. Yeah. With
no, dude, he's playing great. Like they're not. I mean, that coach is coaching for his job. That GM's coaching for his job. They're not trading. They're not trading Calais Campbell. Like, I mean, yeah, we talked about Cam Jordan last week. I mean, yeah, but like, if you're that broke, you think they're trading third and fourth round picks to try to take a defense from being 32nd in the league to 28th?
Yeah,
like, I don't think
what's Cam Jordan
they're always playing the long game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to do it.
We'll get back to this conversation. By the way, we'll take more of your calls coming up at 4:45 before 405-831-1057. But the Orioles, they were busy yesterday, some press conferences.
That
season's
something.
Over. What does Mike Bordick think about the future of the Baltimore Orioles? He joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.